Every summer, more than 1,000 UW-Madison alumni return to campus, accompanied by their grandchildren, to take part in Grandparents University, an intergenerational learning experience organized by the Wisconsin Alumni Association. This year, two classes of Wisconsin grandparents and grandchildren became energy experts right here at the Wisconsin Energy Institute. Attendees designed and built their own wind turbines, experimented with fermentation, toured labs, and learned what energy means to one another and how that has changed over the years. We sat down with a few participants to talk through the generational shifts in perceptions of energy. What did your parents teach you about energy? What did you teach my parents? How have you seen energy use change? And what are your hopes for my generation? Were all questions posed by grandchildren seeking words of wisdom. From these conversations, we learned how the systems that keep the lights on can help thread a family history, and how evolved perceptions of these systems can point to the future of clean energy. Grandparents agreed that when they were young, energy was never really discussed at home or at school. The older generation explained that conversations about electricity were characterized in terms of how much it costed, so the only question of energy conservation was whether or not a family could afford to waste it.
When I was growing up, gasoline was under a dollar a gallon, and people didn't think about saving it. It was very abundant, and it was inexpensive, so we just filled up our cars and drove, and cars were not very energy efficient, but it wasn't a big deal then. People weren't aware of what the long-term impact was going to be.
You know, energy really wasn't much of a concern as far as that goes. Rural community, and there was plenty of energy available.
Did your parents tell you anything about energy?
It really was not a topic of discussion. No, it was not, even in school, energy was not really discussed in that, no.
What did your parents tell you about energy?
Shut the door, you'll let all the heat out.
What did you tell my dad about energy when he was my age?
Shut the door, you'll let all the heat out.
When asked about what renewable energy implied to them, the older generation zeroed in on technologies that allow sources such as wind and solar to be more viable. Communities applied some sources, like wind, just not in the same way or to the same degree as they do today. Grandparents cited the advancement of technology as the catalyst for renewable energy in the terms that we think of today, but also as a limiting factor in their perception of its feasibility.
We're old enough to remember when a lot of these concerns weren't concerns because we didn't abuse the resources. Our technology didn't allow us to abuse the resources. So over the course of our lifetimes, we've enjoyed technology that has allowed us to abuse the resources, and we have.
In my childhood, a windmill was considered something that was very old-fashioned and inefficient and used in countries that weren't very well developed. And now, of course, as I've gotten older and we've gotten more energy conscious, the use of wind power and solar power has increased and become cheaper alternatives to fossil fuels.
Well, I don't know that we thought of it in those terms. But certainly, when I was a kid, my mother used a solar clothes dryer or a clothesline. Well, we didn't think of it as renewable energy, but it did that job.
I remember when I started hearing about wind farm projects on the Great Plains and thinking, you know, these are all great ideas, but, you know, it's going to take forever for this to reach farmlands of Wisconsin.
Through these conversations, the older generation said they found it difficult to pinpoint exactly when the human impacts of fossil fuels use first became part of the cultural conversation. Most grandparents agreed that it wasn't often discussed amongst their families when they were young. As extreme weather events have become more common, however, they reported coming to a more rounded understanding of the effects of climate change on their lives.
I think that learning about climate change probably started slowly, maybe even when I was at the university 50 years ago, that they were talking about it.
I think at first many of us were very doubtful that that there was really a climate change going on. We thought it, well, that just meant that things would get a little warmer, but, you know, we would be okay with that.
But it slowly, the science became more and more convincing as years went by and there was more information available.
We didn't realize that climate change included much more severe storms than the type of weather that we had when we were growing up in that, because, you know, yes, we would have a tornado occasionally, but we wouldn't have the severe rains, the severe droughts. We didn't have the large fluctuation in day-to-day climate or year-to-year climate as we seem to be having now.
Reflecting on their childhood, grandparents were encouraged by their young family members to examine just how much cultural perceptions of energy have changed. Impressed by their grandchildren's awareness of energy issues, the older generation was united by its hope for the next generation. Grandparents agreed that, although there is much work to be done, they had no doubts that their grandchildren would rise to the occasion with the wisdom of the past on their side.
I trust that you guys are going to have the wisdom to know, to figure out where we've gone too far and where further progress can solve the problems, as opposed to going back. I hope you don't have to go backwards.
I think I see young people being change agents, many of them. I think there's a growing appreciation that things really have to change, and young people are growing up with that attitude that things have to change and are more willing to do it than someone who didn't worry about it for 50 years and then suddenly is being told that they have to do things very differently from what they've always done.
What are your hopes for our generation and how we make and use energy?
That you continue to develop your awareness, and with your awareness comes an activism, that you don't allow people to tell you it's not a big deal, that you believe the science, and that you, as adults, voters, parents, taxpayers, citizens, be active and vigilant so the world stays nice for you and for your children.
I'm Hannah Harms, and you just listened to Forward in Energy, a production by the Wisconsin Energy Institute. For more information about Grandparents University, visit uwalumni.com.